Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Judge Semiramian in the Brian Koberger case has just denied Brian Koberger's motion to introduce third-party suspects into his defense. We are going to break down for you what happened, what it means, and what is up next in the trial of Brian Koberger. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. We have this one to break down. We also have the other motion that was denied as well, which we'll have in a separate video, the motion to of continuance, which was also denied. There was a slight schedule change in that one, but we're talking a couple days, so nothing too crazy over there. But on to this one, let's break down what is going on, what happened, and then we'll go into why it matters so you can help, you can better understand what's going on in this case, especially if you're just starting to follow it as it is heating up. The background and the purpose of the motion here, the state initially filed a motion to Lamine and prevent Koberger from introducing any theory about other possible perpetrators unless he met strict evidentiary standards. And that's what they needed to meet. Koberger responded with an offer of proof. That was what they said, was detailing why he thought four individuals might be plausible alternate perpetrators. So what happened here? We're about to find out. The state objected, asserting that these allegations didn't satisfy the legal standard established by Idaho law, specifically under State versus Meister in 2009. Now, what is that one all about? Alternate perpetrator evidence must be clearly relevant, meaning it must directly link another individual to the crime beyond mere suspicion or speculation. Such evidence must help determine the probability of the defendant's guilt or innocence. Courts must exclude any evidence if it poses a significant risk of confusing the jury, unfairly perjuring a party, or unnecessarily wasting the court's time. That's Idaho Rule of Evidence 403. The court's detailed analysis of Koberger's allegations, here we go. Koberger attempted to implicate four separate individuals as potential alternate perpetrators. The court's decision thoroughly evaluated these claims. Individual grouping, the first three individuals, social connections. These were three people that had known social ties to one or more of the murder victims. Okay. Continue on. Well, they had the proximity and opportunity. Each lived close enough to walk to the crime scene, and each had attended social gatherings at the victim's residence, implying familiarity with the home's layout. And then the interaction timing. Each person had interacted or socialized with the victims at events just hours before the murders. Okay. What else you got? However, here's where it all changes. Despite these surface-level connections, the court highlighted several critical deficiencies here. There was no motive. Koberger provided no compelling reason or motive as to why these individuals might have committed the murders. No means or evidence of capability. The offer of proof contained no tangible evidence that any of them had either the physical capability, intent, or access to necessary resources or weapons to commit the crime. And then you have the forensic exclusion. All three individuals cooperated fully with law enforcement by giving DNA samples and fingerprints, allowing police to conduct searches of their persons, residence, and belongings, and being conclusively excluded from any forensic evidence found at the crime scene or on the victims. The court specifically noted that none of these individuals drove or had access to a car matching the description of the suspect's vehicle, the Hyundai Elantra. And there's the fourth individual. Minimal connection here on this one. And this is, you know, they're just grasping at straws here. If this is what they're filing, and now we're finally hearing what they filed. This individual had almost no real life interaction with the victims. His connection was described by the court as merely just passing. Approximately 5 weeks prior to the murders, he noticed one victim shopping in a store, briefly considered approaching, but never did. He simply exited the store behind her without any actual interaction. Captured on surveillance, this interaction was fully recorded, verifying his claim that there were no direct or indirect interactions with the victim. So you got a guy that saw a cute girl and got shy and nothing happened. Must be the murderer. Thanks, Brian, for that tip. Cooperation and exclusion on this part. He also fully cooperated with authorities, provided his phone number, and submitted a DNA sample. Laboratory tests conclusively excluded him as a source of any DNA found at the crime scene. So why did the court reject these claims? Well, the court provided extensive reasoning as to why this evidence was inadequate. That's what we're going to go into next. What they shot back was a word, irrelevance. Idaho Rule of Evidence 401. The connections Koberger offered between these individuals and the crimes were deemed purely speculative. No direct or indirect tangible link to the murders existed. Unfair prejudice and jury confusion, IRE 403. The court concluded that presenting such speculative claims posed a substantial risk of confusing the jury and distracting them from the key issue, Koberger's guilt or innocence. It would also unfairly prejudice the state by forcing them to defend against unsupported accusations against unrelated individuals. And the new Chambers exception, Koberger invoked the Chambers v. Mississippi 1973 ruling to argue hearsay and speculative claims might be admissible if they suggested third-party guilt. The court strongly rejected this, clarifying Chambers applies only to exceptionally credible hearsay evidence like confessions by third parties with strong indicators of reliability, not speculative inferences. And there's the speculative blaming precedent, U.S. v. McVeigh. The court cited the Timothy McVeigh Oklahoma City bombing trial, noting the 10th Circuit decision that speculative blaming of other suspects distracts jurors and creates undue confusion. The McVeigh precedent strongly influenced the court's decision here. So, going forward, what's allowed? What's restricted? Well, the jury, or rather the judge, categorically rejected the presentation of this alternate perpetrator evidence. Some latitude was given to Koberger. The general critique allowed Koberger's team, their defense team, retains the right to challenge and scrutinize the thoroughness and integrity of the police investigation in general terms. They can point out investigative deficiencies or possible oversight of plausible leads. Specific persons are restricted, though. Any attempt to directly implicate a specific individual as an alternate perpetrator during the trial is strictly prohibited unless Koberger first obtains explicit permission from the judge in a hearing conducted without the jury present. So what's the final order? Well, Judge Stephen Hippler officially denied Koberger's offer of proof concerning these four alleged alternative perpetrators, citing lack of relevance, speculative nature, forensic exclusion, and significant risks of jury confusion and unfair prejudice. Implications that they've laid out for the defense's strategy. Koberger's defense can no longer explicitly point to specific alternate suspects during the trial without significant new evidence. Their strategy may shift to broadly attacking the reliability and completeness of the investigation now rather than implicating specific individuals. But who knows? It's the Koberger case. What do you think? Let me know in the comment section on YouTube if that is where you are at. And if you're not there, please check us out. Just search Hitting Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube so you can join in those conversations there. Press subscribe wherever it is you're at, though, whether it's a podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, whatever it may be, or YouTube. Hit subscribe there, too. Really appreciate that. And also, if you want to get access to all of our content right as we make it before everybody else, we schedule it, you know, throughout the week and such, and some pieces drop later in the week, and some are right away because it's breaking. But if you want to get access to everything right away and help support the program on YouTube, you can now become a premium subscriber. So check that out, become a member, and you'll get access to all that stuff. And we're going to put some other cool things together exclusively for our premium subscribers on YouTube. So do check that out. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching. We will talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.